They just almost like my family. I got up early yesterday morning. I had a cake cooked, and I fried a chicken, and I made a big bowl of fruit salad, and I fried some corn, and I carried that, and then our circles all brought food. But another lady and I, we went over there and served all the dinner, you know, taking care of everything. Sweet. So she could go on to the funeral home, you see.
Oh, that was nice.
Well, I think it's good to do things like that for people, because that's when they need it.
It sure is. I know Larry was really amazed when my father died, because we went home to Tennessee when my father died. But we had food just all over the house.
Oh,
and couldn't
that,
believe it.
I know.
But do you know, my neighbors did a very sweet thing for me when I had my last baby, because I had, you know, an 8-year-old son, and I had a baby suddenly. And they brought meals. They arranged for a whole week when I came home from the hospital, because I didn't have any help. They brought my supper every night.
Yeah, well, that's nice. Well, now, when I come home from, I had an operation about 2 years ago, operated on for kidney stone, but I stayed in the hospital a month. And then when I come home, well, my Sunday school class wanted to come and bring food every day. But my sister was with me, and then she stayed. Because when I come out of the hospital, the doctor just let me go on drive my car, because I stayed up there so long already. But I think things like that is real nice to do for people.
I do, too. I think that's really beautiful. I guess this is 3 deaths, then, just recently. For you. You said the other day, you know, you had a funeral when I first contacted you. And then yesterday someone had a neighborhood. All right. Let's see. On to another page. Let's see. You might say, if you were thinking about the fact that there's a house here and a house there and a house over here, you'd say we have several around here.
Several houses.
All right. And is there a special building on the farm where you would store just corn?
A corn crib or a corn bin.
All right, now are they the same thing?
Well, a bin, I think, is... Well, they all, I guess it just would go for the same thing. We always call it the corn crib.
Right, and was it a separate building from the barn?
Mm-hmm.
It was built away from the barn?
No, ours was in this barn right out here. We used to keep mules out there, too.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. But now a lot of people build them out separate. At my grandmother's old place, they had an old log barn, crib, they called it. I believe it's gone today. It just rotted away, but that's what they call it, the corn crib. Wasn't anything in there but corn.
I see. What about, you mentioned a while ago that some places would have a shelter for cows on a farm, separate from the barn. And you said a dairy. Now, this is just where they milked?
Yeah, the dairy is,
If you didn't have one of these, would there be a place in the barn where you would milk them?
Well, yeah, but they wouldn't stay. Now, we used to keep ours in the barn. But a lot of people, a loafing shed, what they call a loafing shed.
A loafing shed. Well, what's that? I hadn't heard that before either. Write that down.
Well, that's just a big shed where the cows can go under. They call it a loafing shed.
Is it out in the field?
No, it's generally around the barnyard somewhere, or in a pasture close to the house.